Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on the economic potential for Kentucky farmers in grape production and to get a snapshot of the industry, a conversation with Patsy Wilson, UK Extension Viticulturist.
Currently, we have about 540 acres and counting and about 66 licensed wineries in the state. Right now, I am visiting a lot of people who are very interested in putting vineyards, not just small vineyards, but larger vineyards for Kentucky, because right now about 95% of the vineyards are 5 acres and less.
Wilson says the crop is labor and management intensive, but fruitful.
And so when I'm working with growers, try to work on establishment and managing those really well from the beginning, because once you have management under control in the beginning, it makes it a lot easier. And so it can be very rewarding, but it is very labor intensive and it requires a lot of attention.
One of her major challenges is helping producers pick just the right variety for the specific spot on which they'll flourish.
Especially after a year like this year where it was very warm and then we got hit with 2 really cold spells, we saw a lot of damage. So really matching cultivars that maybe don't break bud as early if you're in a frost-prone site is extremely important for overall success of the vineyard.
We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Over the last 10 years or so, the grape and wine industry, says UK viticulturist Patsy Wilson, has made significant progress, leading to growing economic opportunities for farmers as burley income has declined.
I'm very optimistic. Kentucky wines are winning local, regional, and international competitions where they're getting bronze, silver, and gold medals, and even the highest medal you can get, the Concordance Gold. And so I'm very optimistic about the wines that we produce here in the state, that that's only going to continue to improve.
Wilson has been in her position since 2008. She says several grape varieties are proving very successful for growers here.
It's really great to be a part of this industry and be there as it's growing, and I'm excited to continue to watch it grow and help the vineyards here as well as the potential new growers.
UK Extension Viticulturist Patsy Wilson. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.